searching Google Earth Pro. One thing I like to do once in a while is put different words into the search box of Google Earth Pro and see what comes up. One never knows where these words will take us. Recently I put the word strange in, and one of the places it brought me to was in Brooklyn, New York. It was called The Secret Lair of Dr. Strange. Located at 30 West 20th Street, this intrigued me. In the Marvel Universe, Dr. Strange is at 177 Bleecker Street in Manhattan, but wait, the Bleecker Street address is also on Google Earth Pro as The Secret Lair of Dr. Strange. Could he have two lairs? It turns out the Brooklyn address is for a transportation service. Since I was able to find Dr. Strange, I decided to see if I could find Superman. After all, his Fortress of Solitude had to be somewhere. Guess what? Superman's Fortress of Solitude is in plain sight. Apparently, it is located in Newark, New Jersey at 53 University Avenue. Why Superman would have picked a city building to hide in and handle his powers is beyond me, but there you are, and not only that, but his picture seems to be on the window along with others. It is a well-known fact that Batman's home in Gotham City is really in New York City, and Gotham is one of the age-old names for New York City, so I had to see if he had an address there. I went to my trusty Google Earth Pro and punched in Batman. I did find Batman the Dark Knight, but it wasn't in New York but rather an address in Massachusetts. What was our New York hero doing there? It turns out it was not our hero, but the name of a roller coaster. Oh well. I think that is enough searching for superheroes. I decided it was time to find out if extraterrestrials had taken up residence on Earth. I punched in the word extraterrestrial. Apparently, they did, and they put their address into Google Earth Pro. Problem solved. They live in Greece on a secret road in Exogi. I guess they are hiding the street name because they don't want to be bothered with silly questions like where do you come from, or have you abducted anyone lately? Bigfoots have been associated with UFOs for years, and yes, it is Bigfoots, not Bigfeet. Many people claim to have seen Bigfoots coming out of UFOs, so I figured they had to be living somewhere and I would track them down. After all, there have been plenty of reports of people listing the strangest things they found on Google Earth. I couldn't find them per se, but I did find where they were. It was very clear. They must use Bigfoot Crossing in Allenwood, Pennsylvania, because it comes up on Google Earth Pro. I knew they were real. I knew other monsters have been reported in New Jersey, so I decided to look for one of them, the famous Jersey Devil. I found why no one could keep up with him. It became very obvious, because there is a Jersey Devil speed shop in Cherry Hill. It makes you wonder how they can make a living off of only one monster. Perhaps there are more of them than we know. Knowing there were a lot of ancient places in the world, I decided to see which would be the first one brought up in Google Earth Pro if I typed in the word ancient. I figured it would be somewhere in Egypt, Greece or Turkey, but I was really surprised when the answer appeared. Take a guess. Nope, you were wrong. The number one place was in Long Island City, New York. It seems to me Google Earth Pro is a little partial to the United States. The site which came up was Ancient Glacier Rock Nature Preserve. Who needs the pyramids or the Parthenon? We have a rock. I don't want to leave out the paranormal crowd, you know, those people who watch all the ghost shows on the Travel Channel, so I decided to plug in the word paranormal to see what comes up, and again they were all in the United States. One in particular I thought was interesting was an organization called Men of Letters. The reason this drew my attention is it was talked about on the show Supernatural. A bunch of paranormal groups were listed all around New York and New Jersey. One of the great mysteries is what happened to the Neanderthals, so that was my next chore, to find out if any of them were still around, and I found proof of that. After putting in my query, I found the only place they can go for home repairs, so there must only be a few of them left. It is called Last Neanderthal Home Repairs and Improvement. They only list a phone number and website address, so I guess they don't want any non-Neanderthals bothering them. So far, I have found out an awful lot and I know I must have really helped the scientists out there, but if you are one of them you don't have to thank me, it's okay. I figured this time I would look for something a little more mysterious, so guess what I typed into the search on Google Earth Pro. I typed mysterious. It brought up a real creepy place in Brooklyn called the Mystery Soul Saving Station, located at 922 Deagle Avenue. It turns out not to be such a mystery, but a church. Did you ever wonder how monsters learn to do what they do? I bet you didn't know there is actually a school for little monsters which can be found on Google Earth Pro. Can you imagine? It seems to be proud of the fact. It is called Educated Little Monsters and is in Brooklyn, New York. It must be free, because I never heard of monsters having money. One of the conclusions I have come to is, since I am in the New York area, that is why I got so many New York addresses, and I have to assume if I was located in a different area the places I was looking for using only one word which come up are in different areas near the searcher's address. While the search was tongue-in-cheek, I have all the respect in the world for Google Earth, and it is one of the handiest free tools on the internet in my opinion.